if you read around evolutionary theory, you might think that like the biggest breakthrough in the whole chain of development, you know, from the earliest scum to human beings, was the development of the human pelvis. You can find pages and pages of books, you know, with pictures of pelvises. You got your early hominid pelvis and your late early hominid pelvis and your early early late hominid pelvis, and then you got you know things like gorilla pelvises and stuff like that. And the purpose of it all is to indicate that the human pelvis is distinctly different from the pelvises of the preceding creatures. And this is important because this change in the pelvis is an indication of when human beings first stood erect. As if being erect was somehow an indication of some significance. I don't get it really, because your average ostrich stands erect, but as far as I can see, it's led to no increase in brain power whatsoever. Actually, I wouldn't be in any way troubled by this, except for the fact that I think this fixation, I might even call it obsession, with the human pelvis has obscured what I believe in my theorizing on evolutionary theory may be, in fact, the most significant development in the whole course of evolution, and that is the development of the anus. This body part is too frequently ignored and not given the credit it deserves. But if this requires some context. I have to go back vast distances now in geological time. Imagine yourself in a time machine, traveling back billions of years. I find the concept of billions more than I can take, but going back billions of years, we are now on the floor of whatever was the ocean at that time. And on this floor, we see some of the earliest forms of what I believe we would now call critters. This is not a scientific term, obviously, but a term I find to characterize most specifically what I want to characterize. That is creatures which, if you poke them, they moved. And they didn't move like your sea anemone. They moved like across the ground. They weren't stuck in it. And they moved, they had senses. These earliest of critters were the flatworms. This is a geological, or I should say evolutionary fact. These flatworms existed. The earliest flatworm, the very earliest, was flat, of course. It went along the ground and it ate things. What distinguished it, in a way, was that through a kind of simplicity of design, one that makes sense in many ways, its anus and its mouth were the same thing. It ate and it shat through the same hole. And this has a certain functionality to it, a certain simplicity, as I said, that is admirable. I think in many ways we might have been better off staying at that level, but we didn't. But you can see there are certain degrees of inefficiency in this whole system. The obvious one is, of course, that if you eat and shit out of the same hole, you may end up eating your own shit. And this clearly has evolutionary drawbacks. I mean, if you think about it, if you recycle your own shit and kept eating it, after a while you die. It's simple as that. I mean, there would be no nutrition left in it. And you can imagine these little worms, they get stuck in a hole, you know, or something, and then they end up, they can't go anywhere, and they're basically eating their own shit. This is not a good situation. By and large, in the current common day era, the present era, I can only think of one other similar organism, and it's your snail. And your snail, to fit in its shell, and if you'll notice and take a good look at it doesn't have an anus where you might expect it to be. In fact, its anus is located directly over its face. Your ordinary snail shits on its own face. And I think if you look at a snail, look at it closely, this is an evolutionary dead end. It doesn't work. Shitting and eating should be separate, at least physically. So the early flatworm had this economical mechanism, but it had its drawbacks. Over time, evolutionary time, something significant began to happen. The anus moved towards the rear. In fact, you'd have to say that the rear was created by the movement of the anus. Before that, there was no front and there was no back. The anus moved to the back, thereby creating the front. And this is a miraculous development in many, many ways. The shitting was separated then from the eating. And as the anus moved to the rear, the mouth opened in the front, and we now had what we'd call a front and a back. If we can imagine for a moment one of these more highly evolved flatworms crawling across the surface of the floor of the ocean, eating, you know, whatever it ate, and bumping into one of the more antiquated, simplified flatworms, if we may say, they bump into each other, and the more sophisticated flatworm says, which way are you going? Because I'll move if you'll just tell me which way you're going. Well, the fact of the matter is the more antiquated flatworm wouldn't have no idea which way it was going because it, lacking a rear or a front, it literally had no idea which way it was going. It could only say around in circles, I guess. That would be the closest thing that it might say, which would be a little help to the more sophisticated flatworm. Having a front and a back would be able to tell front and back from each other. In fact, I think without this movement that much of what we call modern metaphysics would not exist. From front to back, it's but a short step to up or down. And with those kind of issues, we have pretty much covered the whole terrain of modern metaphysics. And it would have not arise, this metaphysical view, the front, the back, had we remained simply creatures that ate with our anus. This, as I said, simplicity of design had much to recommend it, but it had no forward movement, none whatsoever, nor did it have any backward or bowel movement. So the anus, I believe, is a critical development. I mean, absolutely critical in the overall evolution of the species. That is to say, all species would have been pretty much stagnant had the anus not evolved. So I believe in this case, and that's one of these reasons I don't understand why we speak of the anus in such derogatory terms. People refer to people that are not admirable people as assholes, as if somehow this valuable evolutionary step was a negative thing. But the fact is, were the anus not developed and the shit separated from the food, we would be in an evolutionary, I don't know how else to say it, cul-de-sac. Thank you.